These ratings agencies, they have a lot of clout, don't they? I mean, they're not official organisations. They're companies like any other, but what they say carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, I mean, they faced a lot of criticism at the height of the financial crisis for not spotting the risks in the system before everything went wrong. And since then, they've been criticised for saying just these type of bad things and, you know, creating new fear within the system. That said, their job is to alert investors as to the creditworthiness of people that they're lending to. And what they're saying now about these 12 UK banks is that they're not so much at any greater risk now of going under than they were, well, yesterday before they issued this warning, or last week, or 2 weeks ago. What they're saying is they now see that the UK government is less likely to stand behind them if they do get into trouble, and that's why they've issued this downgrade. They've perhaps seen a likelihood, perhaps, that if a small bank were to get into trouble, look like it was going under, the government would not step in the same way as it did for Northern Rock, for Bradford and Bingley at the height of the crisis and rescue them. And that if you're a private investor or a bond holder, somebody who lends money to these banks, if it does go under, chances are there's a greater chance now you're going to lose your money.
And practically, if you've got some RBS shares, and in a sense we all have because we're taxpayers and 70% of RBS is owned by the taxpayer, what difference does this downgrade mean? Does it make any difference at all practically?
Well, obviously we've seen RBS shares drop on foot of this news. It's not to say they won't pick up again in the weeks to come. Overall, I think what it means for RBS is that it may find it slightly more difficult, potentially more expensive to get funding. The funding it needs to continue operating as normal bank, issue loans to all of us. That said, I mean, you look at the developments yesterday from the Bank of England, quantitative easing. One of the aims of that is not only to inject more money into the system, but to bring down the cost of borrowing overall. So it's a bit of yin and yang. I don't think we can say that the downgrade today means that we're going to be paying more for our loans in the very near future, but it all fits into or feeds into a very complicated mixture and a complicated recipe to get the banks out of the bad situation that they're now in.